Okay, and we should say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we are here today live on Saturday, the 10th of March, 2018. And we're still here, despite all the attack. That's the phrase I'm working on that as a major article. I'll leave that in a few time. But there's no end to the attack. It's getting worse. It's absolutely ramped up against us on every level. The false flag events, the propaganda about Russia. And then we have this poisoning event in Britain, which stinks to high heaven. It looks like a copycat a version of what happened in 2006, Litvinenko, and a very bungled attempt at that to discredit the Russians, I would think. But I doubt if Putin at the moment, considering the deluge of attacks, and would do something like that in London if they did do the last one in 2006. I mean, it's just absolutely crap. But the BBC, hook, line, and sinker, reading out the State Department press releases as if it was news, you know, as if that was investigative news. But they have said it's not proven yet, but they're hook, line, and sinker convincing public that this is a Russian attack on an ex-Russian spy, et cetera, et cetera. But we'll see what happens in the near future. But today, in a few minutes, we'll be talking to Tom DeWeese about sustainability and his new book, which he is going to blow the lid off this. Well, there's a whole 100 elements in sustainability as practiced by the United Nations. And the key thing you'll be dealing with today, and other things everybody wants to deal with, is the attack on private property. And not competing with Almond, none of it is in the Patriot movement are competing with each other, but John Rappaport has a stunning article on that as well, et cetera, and that's equally compatible with Tom DeWeese's book. And sorry if I have it here on the list. It is just to give a reference on it. Paul Craig Roberts, Stalin's Purge in America. That is true, also true. And I'll find it down here on the list. Apart from another one, as I go through the list, Google admits working with the Pentagon to give drone attack information. I mean, absolutely shocking, folks. Absolutely unbelievable. Well, I'll come to that article in a minute or two. One of the pieces of good of life on the horizon and good news is this vicious Stalinist editing and attack by YouTube and Google and Facebook and the rest of them, what they call them, the other people who signed up to it is also PayPal and Amazon and as well as Firefox. But the good news is that Mike Adams, the health ranger, and he's an outstanding man, the areas he covers and resources he puts into investing in this, he has ready lined up, ready to go very soon, an alternative to YouTube, and it's going to be called real.video.com. And I'll just read this piece here, and it says, every time the techno tyrants try to destroy free speech, it backfires on them. When YouTube terminated my entire Health Ranger channel last Saturday, which they did, without any justification, reasons whatsoever, it became obvious to me, Mike Adams, that is, that the time had come to pull the trigger on P2P file distribution technology. I don't pretend to know what that is, but that's the system used by YouTube. I've been researching for several years, and what he says here is Google, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are at war with human freedom. They certainly are. They've decided to selectively terminate content based purely on political bias, wiping out extremely valuable channels on human knowledge and freedom in the process. Understand that freedom of the press is now being utterly destroyed by these techno-tyrants that have been infested with the radical left-wing cyberbullies and snowflakes who now serve as trusted flaggers of selectively censored targets. Well, the snowflakes and the millennials, especially the snowflake generation, they are so... I'm making noise here. They are so brainwashed and brought up with about... only 25% understand any issue. They have no sense of history. They don't know where they've come from. They don't know where this society has come from. And they've been led by the Pied Piper of Hamelin, Facebook and YouTube and Google leading them by the nose. I mean, it's absolutely shocking. Never mind the destructive nature of Wi-Fi signals in their brain and the drug culture. I mean, these people, would they ever stand back? If they've been to the public school system, they've been badly infected. But he goes on to say here, Mike Adams, there's no denying it, the technology dictatorship is upon us. The actions are disgusting and even just dangerous for any free society, yet they also spur innovation and resistance against tyranny and centralized oppression. And that's why this week I've announced a teaser for a new project called Real.video. This is the website here, which gives the reference to, etc. But Real.video uses P2P file sharing technology to bypass YouTube censorship. Real Video is a P2P file sharing infrastructure for videos and other content. It also supports audio files and PDF files, text files, HTML files. Importantly, Real Video is not a video hosting site because any centralized hosting platform will be subject to intense censorship, legal harassment and government raids, as the and all of the usual tactics pursued by totalitarian regimes, i.e. the left cult and the in America today, to silence opposition and crush freedom of speech. Rather, Real Video provides a way to for people to receive free speech videos, podcasts, and documents which are specifically not hosted on any central server anywhere. Thus, they cannot be easily censored or shut down. Well, that's worth clarifying that point. Content creators, it says, i.e. independent writers, broadcasters, and independent news leaders, are being invited to create channels on this system. Any videos or podcasts they publish through these channels are automatically replicated throughout the entire system, achieving delivery to your Windows PC, Mac, laptop, Android, or iPhone device. This bypasses censorship and brings your files, which you have can then archive for long-term safety and privacy. Very good. We already have many top independent media channels, and that confirms the participation. And I'd imagine, well, himself, Natural News, I imagine RBN would go in on that. And he's naming them Natural News, InfoWars, Next News Network, Activist Post, SGT Report, and Gateway Pundits. That's just the list that started within a few days, so it's become quite a long list within a short space of time. Note that what these channels have in common is that they are being mercilessly targeted for censorship and terminated by YouTube, Google, and other techno tyrants. If you are an independent media content creator and would like to have a channel, simply request an invitation at Real Video. Okay, well, that'll be good for Jim Lee and people like that. Climate Viewer, free to end users and free to content creators. Oh yeah, it's free to end users. I see. Most astonishingly, we have been able to engineer this system with such efficiency that we will not need to charge anyone to use it. To confirm, content creators can use the system for free, and end users can also use the system for free. The reason this is possible is because we aren't paying for much bandwidth. Since the topology of the P2P sharing ecosystem relies on peer bandwidth, I'm not sure what that means, to achieve file replication. In other words, the very people using the system are the ones providing the bandwidth that's needed. That sounds, I can just about understand that. Curated channels. I'll see what he means by this. And I'm reading this out because it is a breakthrough in terms of what we're faced with. He said, the system is not a free-for-all that's open to any content creator, by the way. Content creators must be invited to have access to the system. This means that anti-liberty left-wing cult members who hate freedom and democracy will not be infecting this network with their delusional anti-reason rhetoric. Very good. The only, decent standards just being applied, I'd call that. The only channels invited to use this system will be those who are aligned with the core human values of individual liberty, human dignity, freedom of speech, and the right to share human knowledge. This excludes the political left, which have devolved into a radical anti-Trump hate group, a kind of a cult that despises knowledge and facts and freedom. And he's just finishing up the article now with a piece here. He's saying, coexist with DTube and BitChute.com. This is technical stuff, really. DTube and BitChute, BitChute.com, are up and coming video alternatives to YouTube. I encourage you to check them out. In fact, notably, Real Video does not compete with these two organizations. It coexists with them as a unique novel way to distribute video files without requiring the use of any central server whatsoever. I think technically that's unique. Furthermore, Real Video is not an ICO. It's not some Vaporware VC pipe dream. I don't know what that is. The underlying technology that powers Real Video has been in existence for at least a decade, and it is mature and widely deployed on other applications. Our innovation is tweaking this technology for protecting the free speech of independent media journalists, scientists, and holistic health practitioners. And in the final paragraph, he says, request an invite today to be alerted when it's launched. Okay, very soon. Real Video will take several months to fully test and deploy. I suppose he's aiming at the middle of the year. We will send alpha, beta invitations to those who are signing up today. So if you want to be an early user, an early content creator who participates in this system, sign up at Real Video right now. It says, in the meantime, we urge all content creators to save all your content files to optical storage devices, if possible. For under $100, you can buy DVD writing drivers online that will write over 100 gigabytes of data to long-term optical disks. This is for their own internal use. People, users, they're not paying that to Real Video. But that only costs $2 each. Optically, the disc costs $2 each. Given that mega magnetic, I used to have a CD writer on my computer, but I need to get one now for these books. Given that magnetic storage media are highly subject to data loss, EMP attack and water damage and magnetic degradation, you need to be archiving everything onto optical formats. Okay, you can get advice on that. And finally, he says, once we launch Real Video, you'll then want to seed these files from your computer, which will replicate them in a P2P cloud from there on, et cetera, et cetera. As a Google is at war with humanity, it's time that humanity fight back. We have an article further down here which shows Eric Schmidt at a meeting at the Pentagon, and which he gave over the drone murders and killings that go on, of which they say at least 9 innocent civilians get killed every time. Some of the data and algorithms data came from Google, right? And the American legislation is that they can be used internally in America to kill Americans, right? And I'm just searching for that article here. A despicable creature. Eric Schmidt. I'm looking for that. Google admits working for the Pentagon on drone murder fraud. That is the article. I just had it blanked out with a piece of data. Quite a long article. But just an innocent private IT company. Yeah, right, this is Google. It's part of the military-industrial complex, profiting from the empire's endless wars onto us, as is, as I keep telling people, about Amazon. Amazon is a military-industrial contractor, not selling books. Now selling the snooping software and algorithms that they developed, which are equally as strong as those developed by Google, to spy on you, steal data, and sell it on. And it's absolutely vicious. And then if it's not Google doing it, absolutely destroying people, here's a classic story about a university professor declares all libertarians and conservatives to be autistic. Well, they're the ones who are autistic. Has no idea that she sounds brain damaged. And Jason Bailey is writing this article for Natural News and says there's a lot of things that liberals are, but perhaps it's more relevant in this case to start off with a quick review of everything that liberals aren't. Liberals aren't tolerant. They aren't compassionate, understanding, or accepting of others. Take Nancy McLean of Duke University, for example, a history professor. They give these professorships out now like cloakroom tickets. The more disturbed you are, the more likely you'd be to become a professor. That's the way I see it. a history professor who recently suggested that many conservatives and libertarians seem to be on the autism spectrum. Exactly what they're guilty of, they accuse other people of. As Larry Nichols says about the Clintons, the very thing they're doing, they're accusing other people of this. McLean, this one, what a piece of work this one is. Nancy McLean of Duke University made the comments during a lecture on February 7th at the New York City Unitarian Church of All Souls. Oh, in a church. Oh, my God. She'll probably call it her ministry now in a minute. Where McLean was delivering a presentation on her controversial book entitled Democracy in Chains. Well, as I say, they don't understand the word democracy. The Deep History of the Radical Right Stealth Plan for America. This is her book. This is the subtitle of her book. And she goes on to spew out poison, saying, after discussing how she believes the American libertarian movement originated with Nobel Prize-winning economist James Buchanan, a member of the audience asked her where the motivations and ideas come from. As an author, I have, she says, I struggled with this and I could explain it in different ways. I didn't put it in this book, but it will always, I will say it here. McLean replied, it's striking to me how many of the architects of this cause seem to be in the autism spectrum, meaning if you're a conservative, you're disturbed. I don't know what other word you'd apply to California collectively. And what, as Deborah Tavares was telling us last week, that means absolutely beyond words to describe carry on in California. You know, people who don't feel solidarity or empathy with each other and who have difficult human relationships sometimes. They're quoting her. She's using these words. She doesn't know the meaning of them. She says, I don't know. This is speculation. She told the audience, but later on during the presentation, an audience member asked a question using the phrase autistic libertarians. At another point during the lecture, McLean called for the federal judges that President Trump had appointed illegitimate. Of course she would. Well, the Ninth Circuit Court of the Supreme Court there, a federal court, that has given out appalling judgments in Canada. But the whole system is polluted with left-wing cults right across the spectrum. And first and foremost, the idea that conservatives and libertarians don't feel solidarity and empathy with others is nonsense. It's important to understand that liberals like Nancy McLean believes that someone can't possibly be empathetic if they don't believe in big government. Everything is big government, big government. Well, anyway, we're coming up to the first break, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of $30, $40, $50, or $100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the first break. And I just finished two things I was dealing with there. Google, I'll read these articles next week. Google admits working for the Pentagon in drone murder program. How about that? And the DOD blatantly admits on Twitter it works with Hollywood to sell you war and propaganda. What's new? Anyway, we have a repeat guest today, a very good man. He's got a new book out, and he's been fighting Agenda 21 to expose what Agenda 21 and sustainability is for many, many years of his life. And he was a newspaper editor. He founded the American Policy Center. And he has two books, to raise out and Tell Me I Was Wrong. I think this is the fourth book. The gentleman's name is, I mean, we have him here now, is Mr. Tom DeWeese. We got Tom DeWeese.
Hey, PJ, I'm here.
Good man, good man, good man. Sitting down comfortably with a high-tech phone under your chin, yeah?
That's right, I do.
Your phone, his phone is working tonight, very good. We'll have to send a tech genius to you to do that, although RBN had many battles with the phone companies. I know you're talking about hardware there, and I have problems with hardware. To reduce the phone, and they did the costs, and they reduced them by 75%. I'll pass that information on to you. But anyway, how are you doing today on your book? You're jumping for joy. Your book is finished. Tell us about that.
I am jumping for joy. It took me a year to write it. I didn't expect it to take that long. But the title is Sustainable, the War on Free Enterprise, Private Property, and Individuals. And I wrote it to really cover all the things that I've been working on all these 20 years. To help, it can be a tool for activists to know what to do, because at the end I talk about how to fight this. But I wrote it in a very simple form so that the average person who doesn't know about a lot of this can gather it and get it, and then politicians can be informed of what they're putting on top of us. And so it's, you know, it's kind of aimed at all three of those things. And I'm tired of hearing elected officials say, oh, I never heard of Agenda 21. What do you mean? So now they will.
Yeah. And this word, I presume you do it somewhere, though. Define what legitimate sustainability is about? Because people think there's absolutely a totally legitimate, laudable definition of sustainability in agriculture and environment, and in lots of, and to do with energy, etc., you know, not wasting energy, etc. But do you define that in the book as well as a reference?
Yeah, they use words, they twist words around to fit their own purpose. And, of course, sustainability sounds so innocent. And true sustainability is, you know, you're protecting and preserving natural resources, not overusing them. And I've always used, when I talk about this, I always use the example of the timber industry. Of course, the radical environmentalists accuse the timber industry of coming in and clear cutting the forest and destroying it, and then moving on to the next one and destroying that one. If they really did that, they'd be out of business in a few years. True sustainability is that while they are cutting a crop over here, they are planting a new one over here, and so they're ready, you know, they keep going, and that's how they have kept going. But what this sustainability means, sustainable development from this green perspective, is control, lock away. And they talk about preserving our natural resources for future generations, but I contend, and I say so in the book, when will these kinds of tight government controls ever allow a future generation to use those natural resources? They're locked away, and they're going to stay locked away because that's their purpose.
You could say that the analogy being, I sure you use many analogies in the book, they're clear-cutting us humans. They're trying to just cull us. We're the trees to be clear-cut and rewild the environment of animals and pack us into stack-and-pack cities. I'm sure you deal with that as well, yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good way to put it, as a matter of fact. I use a quote in there from the Club of Rome that says that they came up with this idea literally to turn man against himself. I mean, that's very diabolical. Man is the enemy, and so we'll cut man out of the environment, and that'll be that. Yeah.
Very good, very good. We're just going to this short break, a 3-minute break, and then we've an uninterrupted 20-minute run after the break. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on, and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, and we're coming back in the bottom of the hour break, and we have Tom DeWeese on telling us this, quite rightly, the definitive definitions of this insidious Agenda 21 sustainability. Just to tell you, I add one thing in, Tom, and let you talk all the way through. The TPP was signed into law in the South Pacific regions this week. I mean, that is about the biggest attack on humanity that America is not in it. Thankfully, but those people have signed away their sovereignty completely in those countries.
Well, and these are the targets of this whole sustainability Agenda 21 plan is free enterprise, private property, and individual choice, and that's the root of all of it. The when they introduced Agenda 21 in 1992. They said over and over and over again, this is a comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society. I mean, that's a huge thing to say. And, reorganize how? And, they started using the environment as the excuse. Every single decision made by human society now had to first be clarified with the environment. And so, environmental Armageddon became the threat to get us to throw all of our liberties, overboard. And, that's what they've been using ever since. The whole thing of global warming, climate change, all that. You get down to, you mentioned about herding people into the cities. And when we first started talking about that in the beginning, when this first came out, people, we would talk about getting people off the rural lands and herding them into the cities. People say, oh, how can you do that? Well, the way you do it is you make it impossible to live on the rural lands. And one of the ways they do that, control the air and water, they came up with a whole wetlands thing. There are cases where it rains once a year and there's a mud puddle, and they call that a wetland, so you can't have any development there. So it's this kind of absurdity that they have used to the fullest extent, and people are hurting all over the world because of these processes. Sustainable development means sacrifice. That's the bottom line to it.
Yeah. You could say environmentalism and sustainability, as they define it, is their wrecking ball hidden behind their words to wreck everything that we're doing. That's really what they're doing it with.
Yeah.
And the knockdown legislation, and everything is wrong. Oh, you can't do it that way, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But carry on. Take your book out of the face there and just show us the way you're dealing with that, the private property thing, which is a massive area.
Well, and that's the key to it all. I mean, you cannot impose sustainable development without destroying private property. And I talk in the book about why private property is, so important. And one of the things, you hear all the time, we talk about poverty and to do away with poverty. The United Nations, their Millennium Project, it was focused on eradicating poverty. Actually, the original goals was to eliminate poverty by the year 2015. I actually debated the head of the Millennium Project, Salih Shetty, in 2006 at Cambridge. And I was sitting next to him at dinner, and I turned to him and I said, "You realize you don't have a prayer, don't you?" He said, "About what?" I said, "Eliminating poverty by 2015 using redistribution of wealth." He said, "Yeah, I know." Well,
what year was that you were saying that to him?
That was 2006, so it was 9 years before their deadline.
Yeah.
And, of course, they didn't. Well, then they came out with this last year the 2030 agenda. Now, the Millennium Project had, I believe it was seven goals, or seven or eight goals, and the Agenda 2030 has 17 goals. They're the exact same goals. They just went in, split some of them up, went into more detail. But again, it was all about eradicating poverty by the year, by using redistribution of wealth. And now it's 2030 instead of 2015. This is what they do, cross that line, cross that line, cross that line, but only the one thing that none of these projects ever talk about is how people get off of poverty permanently. And, we just keep giving them a handout, another handout, get them through another day, another day. Well, you keep taking out of one person's pocket and put into somebody else's pocket, and the next day they need some more. Pretty soon the people you're taking it out of their pocket of, now they need somebody to give them some help. And all we've ended up with all these poverty projects all around the world, over and over and over again, billions of dollars thrown into it, what we've ended up with is more poor. They never talk about how to get them off. When you take a look at it, there is an economist named Hernando de Soto, and he wrote a book entitled The Mysteries of Capital, Why It Works in the West and Nowhere Else. And his whole premise was private property ownership is the route to building personal wealth. Where else does the average person have an opportunity to accumulate a large investment? Private property ownership. This has become a major, major target of the sustainable development agenda and eliminating private property. Now we have in these communities, these smart growth communities, every community in the United States and I know around the world as well, have these visioning programs. And those programs are designed to completely reorganize the community. And what you'll find is private property is thrown out the window. I find it very interesting as we talk about this, as I've talked about it for all these years. Just a couple of months ago, Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City, the mayor of New York City, said in an interview in New York Magazine, this is what he said, quote, "What has been hardest is the way our legal system is structured to favor private property. I think people all over this city of every background would like to have the city government be able to determine which building goes where, how high it will be, and who gets to live in it, and what the rent shall be. That is absolute socialism. That is the, the absolute root of sustainable development.
And our arm in arm with that is Zuckerberg saying, well, there should be a national wage for everybody, which means they will own you then if you get the national wage, which is an insidious takeover of people.
Yeah, I wonder why billionaires like him and Bill Gates and others, they also believe in all of this, that everybody should get that whole same thing. Why don't they take their billions and begin right now distributing that equally among the people all, as far as it would go? They don't. They keep their billions, don't they?
They couldn't become billionaires under the system they're promoting if they just sit down and think about it. Unless you're a criminal gangster and you have, the colonial powers gained power because they got hold of gunpowder first. That's the biggest, single, most important thing in history. Sounds a bit crude, but it's true. And that's how the British were so dominant. They got hold of the guns and gunpowder and, technology of the time. But, and the amount of people at the BBC the other night, there's a program on the BBC, many news or some of them very good, but Dateline London is four correspondents from around the world based in London come on to chat about what's going on currently in world politics. But a guy, I wrote down his name today, Ian Billings, I think his name, the Daily Mail and the Sunday Mail are owned by the same group, but they're totally different politically. Thing that the Sunday Mail is pro-Remain and the Daily Mail is pro-Brexit. But he was repeating like a parrot all the things, saying that Putin invaded Crimea and this, that, and the other, and absolute crap. The people of Crimea voted in a referendum 90% to join Russia. And he was saying about, he was describing the Ukraine uprising as legitimate. It was actually run by the Americans and Mossad. And the appalling, and the chairman of the program, Sean Lay, didn't question him at all. He just let him spiel on and on and on. But it's shocking what we have to put up with. There's outstanding stuff in the BBC, but there's three women presenters. I'll just quickly name them and then shut up. Laura Koonsberg, personally sponsored, a rabid lefty Remainer. Joe Coburn on the Daily Politics, a vicious Remainer. And Emily Maitlis on the flagship Newsnight program. They probably show that in America. She is a rabid Remainer. She threw a tantrum the day Trump was elected. She couldn't accept it. And she covered the election but didn't see his win coming. And she's a hardcore, bigoted version of Hillary Clinton. But I'll shut up on that. Sorry, carry on.
Well, what you're describing there, the reason there is this massive hatred for Donald Trump and they won't let him do anything, even leave him alone in what he likes to eat, which is, is about as personal as it gets, but somehow they have to have an opinion that attack, because he is the greatest threat that those behind this reorganization of human society have ever had. He isn't playing ball with them, and they are terrified because they know what they're trying to do is wrong. They know it. And what they couldn't handle is somebody who stood up, against them and exposes that. And that's why we're seeing this kind of massive attack on him no matter what he does. And, one minute they're saying he's trying to start World War III with Korea because he's being belligerent. And then when he says, I'm going to meet with the leader of North Korea, and we'll see if we can work these things out, now it's, what experience does he have there? He's trying to usurp the State Department and do his own, kind of diplomacy. The guy can't win because they don't want him to win in any case.
The State Department is run by Israel. 23 of the 29 position desks, that they call them, departments in the State Department 10, 15 years ago, were run by Americans with Israeli passports. America doesn't even have its own foreign policy. That's shocking to say, but that's true.
I think this is one of the things that Donald Trump is looking at, is that for all these decades, we've had these anti-Americans running America. And in 1 year's time, he's been trying to turn that around. And no wonder we're hearing all this. You know what's going on. This is just freaking out over it. So yeah.
Although he is going to have to sack a few more people, like Nancy DeVos. That was a dreadful. Your woman in the UN. What do you call her? A vile creature. Speaking at the AIPAC meeting the other day, absolutely vile. And Jeff Sessions. He has to clean them out, and then he has some chance of getting things done. I mean, they are absolutely part of the deep state and the Israeli agenda, top to bottom.
Well, I don't know what Jeff Sessions' problem is, but he certainly he's got a million targets running in front of him, and he doesn't seem to see any of them. And that's you're right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's bad news. I'm also on the Agenda 21 front. We have been very disappointed with Ben Carson, in that he hasn't made a move to get rid of these things. He's made a couple little adjustments here or there, but if the Democrats were to get back in power, everything that Ben Carson has done would be wiped out in a day. And he's not getting rid of these programs. One of the worst programs in putting Agenda 21 in place and reorganizing our cities is this affirmatively furthering fair housing rule that Barack Obama put in place that literally has the HUD, Housing and Urban Development Agency, having agents go into the communities and dictate to the communities that they have got to, they're kind of mentally strip searching every neighborhood to find out what the breakdown of the neighborhood is by income level, by race, by religion, by several other things. And if they don't meet a criteria that HUD has put together, which they don't ever really define, they just kind of hint at, well, it has to be this way, your elected officials in your local communities are losing their authority. So you go to the polls and you want to elect a county commissioner or a city councilman because you want the city to go in this direction. And what you find is that it doesn't matter who you elect, these federal agents are telling them how they have to operate. In other words, elections mean nothing. This has got to be changed. It's number one of what has to be changed.
Sure. If they don't condemn the building and throw you out for energy rules, they tax you out of existence. That's basically the two-pronged attack.
Well, they do that. They are moving federal housing into higher income neighborhoods, and that's destroying the property rights there. Again, here we go. What you end up with sustainable development is everyone ends up, they're focusing everybody to become equally poor. There is no incentive to do better. There is no ability to do better. If you have worked hard and tried to, you built your dream home and you're trying to accumulate wealth from private property, as I talked about, all that, all wiped out because of this. And that's why every socialist country in the world is teeming poverty. Look at Venezuela. Look at show me one example where it worked. There is none. And yet, here we go, pell-mell into that direction.
And no journalist will challenge the like of Bloomberg, who is a billionaire, who wants everybody to live under communism. He couldn't have made it a dollar, $100, $1,000 under communism, but he made it in a free enterprise situation. Little detail he leaves out. These people are so pig ignorant, and the logic, but again, there's a collapse in the news media, CNN, the rest of them, and 95%. And now there's the merger mania where they're going to allow Murdoch buy Sky and these things. There'll be five media organizations. That's it. And an attack on the rest of us. That's shocking. Absolutely shocking.
Well, I think we're moving very rapidly to a point where we're going to have about 10 corporations in the world. And one corporation is going to run all the food. One corporation is going to run the energy. One corporation is going to, run whatever, each one. And, that is another tenet of Agenda 21. That is public-private partnerships, partnerships between these global corporations and government. There are libertarian groups in this country, I'm sorry to say, that, should be for free enterprise, should be for freedom. And they promote public-private partnerships as free enterprise. They absolutely are not free enterprise. These corporations get non-compete clauses to build highways and things like that, and that's not free enterprise. There's no competition.
Sure.
There's no control.
Absolutely. Okay, we go to this last break of this hour, and we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The end of this first hour, a short piece. I'm sure there's many things you can read out of the book, but it's just continuing on that. It's the fundamental thing about this we talked today, property. Give us some bullet points from your book about the insidious ways they're driving this property tax and other things on against us. I'm sure you have a list.
Well, first of all, let me go back here. There's all kinds of things that are being done, and I go through them. I broke the book down, rural versus city, and all the different things in each of those and what they're doing. And in the rural areas, we have conservation easements, and you know, farmers are sold this as your farm will always be a farm. So, you know, sign this easement and we'll make sure. And I've never met a farmer in my life who wanted to give up the farm. They're forced to give up farms because of high taxes, because of regulations. There is a, you know, under sustainable development, there's a move away from the family farm into corporate farms. Now, the corporate farms have the money and the manpower to fight and, you know, deal with government. The little local farm doesn't, and that's why they're going out of business. What they find out is in a conservation easement, the land trusts that they sign it with have no regulations on them. The farmers or the landowner has to sign a conservation easement in perpetuity, forever, can't get out no matter what. And yet the land trusts can trade these things like commodities, either with the government or with other land trusts. The Nature Conservancy had, I believe it was like 4 pages of trades in their one of their more recent annual reports, the trades of you know, conservation easements. So you sign a conservation easement with one land trust, and you may find out that they don't have it anymore, and a new one's not somebody you can work with. And, you know, so I have proposed before a Virginia legislative committee, and I've been proposing it, and I talk about it in the book, that a conservation easement be given a 5-year opt-out by the landowner. That's enough time for him to find out if it's going to work for him or not, and be able to make an intelligent decision and not be in perpetuity. I actually saw a document on this in Ohio, a document on conservation easements, and it said to the United States or its successors. So the United States could cease to exist, but the conservation easement is going to stand. I mean, that's, you know, that's the kind of thing we deal with.
That is some statement. It really is. Wow.
Shocking.
We have a farmer on RBN, Vincent Finelli, who is a prepper, and he does USA Prepares both on GCN and RBN. And he totally agree with you on that. And that's exactly the way his farmer colleagues in Missouri have been attacked with those agreements if they were stupid enough to sign them. Anyway, we're coming to the top of the hour break, and it's a short break, and then we'll have a 20-minute run down the other side, back in about 2 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.